USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. East Coast is battling blizzard conditions, with many places now reporting whiteout conditions. Officials are telling people to not travel if they don't have to. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
High winds, heavy snow, blizzard conditions, all the elements of a classic nor'easter, and that's what we're dealing with right now.
In New Rochelle, New York, a snowplow driver is reinforcing just how dangerous it is on the roads.
I expected worse. Just keep scraping until it stops and we can salt it up.
Over 10 million people in the Northeast are under blizzard warnings. The National Weather Service is warning that the nor'easter could bring near-record snowfall and blizzard conditions to most of New England. Power outages are widespread, and thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. Brady rallied the Bucs from a 27-3 deficit to tie it late, before Matt Gay's field goal at the gun won it for Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
California lawyer Michael Avenatti cross-examined his former client, former adult film star Stormy Daniels, during his trial Friday on wire fraud charges. He asked her about her experiences with the supernatural in an apparent bid to question her credibility. Avenatti, who pleaded not guilty to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, took over his own representation on Tuesday in his Manhattan trial. He's accused of impersonating Daniels and convincing her literary agent to send him nearly $300,000 in publisher's payments that were intended for her. Avenatti claims Daniels agreed to give him part of her book advance in exchange for representing her in a case involving allegations she had sexual relations with former President Trump. Daniels, who was born Stephanie Cliffords, began her testimony on Thursday, and on Friday, it was Avenatti's turn to cross-examine her. He asked her about supernatural visions she's had and her ability to speak with ghosts. "How do you speak with the dead?" he asked. She answered, "I don't know. It just happens sometimes." She added that she sometimes uses cards and meditation to help. Avenatti also asked whether a dark entity had entered her home. At the end of Friday's testimony, Avenatti told the court he will likely testify in his own defense next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.